Hello, welcome to the award-winning gutter. Why are you laughing at me already? I've done nothing wrong.
You're lurching to the camera like it was there.
Well, transfers are serious business.
Just projecting.
Wow.
It's engagement. Look, when you've been a professional broadcaster as long as I have, Phil, you'll understand some of the tricks of the trade. You're engaging the audience by leaning towards them. Shall I do it again?
Imagine if they had 3D glasses
you've spoiled
off. Imagine
it
if it was 3D, Rob, you'd have been in their living room.
Well, that's the dream.
That is the dream.
For our audience.
That is the dream. And that's why we win awards. When you've won the awards, Phil, then you can come the big critic with me.
You've even got one.
Hi, welcome to Phil Blundell, John Gibbons, and the lovely Beth Linder. We're here to do the award-winning gutter. We last did it, I don't know when we did it. I think we did it when I was on holiday, a Zoom one. You couldn't see how good my tan was then, Beth, but you can now.
Phenomenal.
I hope it comes across. They put all this horrible bright lighting on me, Phil, which sort of negates it.
Have you got an award that you want this summer? Because you've got all of them, but there must be a new
one. Best tan.
Best tan.
Best tan. I'm looking for that. Well, I haven't had that one yet.
I'm competing with him, so.
Yeah, look, it's virtually
it's
the same.
Yeah.
It's virtually the same. Paddy picked that up there with his special camera. Do we have to talk about transfers, John? Your boss? Yeah, we do. Okay, serious face. I want to start this one. Beth, I'll talk to you because you're a serious journalist, not like these bums.
not it's fair. It's fair.
John's an unserious, serious journalist. what's he going to say? Well, look, the horrible thing that happened against Paris Saint-Germain, the main horrible thing that happened was that Hugo Ekitike picked up this terrible injury that's going to keep him out from 6 months to a year. And even then, there's going to be a rehabilitation of his form factor if you read about these kind of injuries. So Liverpool are in a situation here. We feel like we've been here before, but in different ways. I'll rewind to say when we lost Virgil van Dijk, when we lost Isak, and there's probably others, Conor Bradley even. There was talk, could Liverpool go into the transfer market? Should Liverpool go into the transfer market to compensate for these things?